Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Fisting Friday. Hope you're ready to get fisted.
Oh, yeah. This is the oddest time that we've ever recorded this.
A Tuesday at 4:32 p.m.
Without anything else.
Yeah, we were only recording this. Melissa was so kind and so generous to notice when I did not have my meds to be like, I don't think that this is going to work recording today. Or no, what day were we going to record? We were Monday.
Yesterday, yeah.
And you
which
were like,
is usually not a day we record on, but this Thursday is Thanksgiving, which.
I like how you said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a holiday. More, it's just a food holiday. There's no meaning behind it.
It's just early dinner.
Yeah.
It's just the one day out of the week where you eat dinner pretty fucking early.
Yeah.
So.
So we're recruiting this and then we'll do the rest on Friday.
Hell yeah. I look so fucking stupid. I need a shower so badly.
I do too. I haven't today. I usually do every day, but today I didn't feel like it.
Oh yeah, me. I'm really on top of my showering schedule normally. This is just like a total one-off. It's not. I'm disgusting.
You were out in the streets today.
No, and you know that like that is specifically why I need to shower expeditiously after this because I have touched outside air. And like I feel that way when I touch my porch air or like when I like touch even like yard air, but like I went into stores.
Yeah.
I'm about to scrub my body clean.
Yeah. Yesterday, I feel like I took enough showers yesterday because I went to a Korean spa. Oh. And I took
you
one
got new skin.
Before I got there to shave and everything. And then when I got there, I had to shower. And I went and did all the steam rooms and got a massage and all that stuff. And then I came back and I took another shower. So I had three showers yesterday without doing any physical activity.
Have you gotten a scrub there before?
Yes.
I really want to try it, but I'm afraid like I'll bleed.
I think you will.
Okay.
Because they really get into it. If you would like a scrub, I would suggest you get one of the scrummy materials and do it at home.
That's what I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that you will. Like, I'm red after.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be reddened with blood.
Like, your skin feels so nice. Raw. But, yeah, like, it's not. Because they're, like, slapping and doing when I say every crevice of your body, they're getting between your booty cheeks, like everywhere. Your leg is up in the air naked as you're lying next to somebody else that's naked, because everybody's naked in the room together.
Yeah,
they're like up in between your legs and stuff. Like,
I'm just afraid I'd queef. I feel like they wouldn't care.
The thing is, because you're lying on a wet surface as it is, because they're constantly pouring water on you, it's making the same noises anyway. Yeah.
It blends right in.
Yeah. And I'm sure
when a queef blends in.
I'm sure that they would just be like, whatever. Like,
yeah, we need a new book. Everybody queefs. Everybody queefs.
Yeah. It was great.
I love that for you.
Somebody just got in an accident outside.
Kind of get that extra speed bump.
Just a speed bump.
Yeah. Well, you got the stop sign, right?
No.
Or you got... What'd you get?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, you could make a whole portfolio, a whole binder, a presentation.
Oh, I send it every time. Now I'm like, because I got an alert on from Citizen. And it has the intersection. Yep.
I will be
taking pictures when we're done.
Of course you will. I think that there needs to be a pledge that the consequence of not adhering to is something horrific, so it encourages us. But I think if LAPD or whatever fucking organization of LA has the helicopters, unless you're going to let me know what they are for on the Citizen app, I don't have to call that goddamn number. If I have to hear a helicopter circling, I better know what it is for. And then I can tell you, and I should be able to give it a rating system, 1 through 5. Do I, as a civilian, think that this was necessary for you to be circling around my house and around my neighborhood for the last 4 to 5 hours? Like, I need to know. Like, if it's like, oh, someone robbed CVS, I go, let them get away. Let them get away. And if it's like, no, you know, something extreme violence here, and it's the person didn't, this is not good. It's not a good violence. Then I would be like, okay, let's find them. But do you think maybe you're having a little bit of hard with your eyesight because you've been up there for a very long time?
Right.
What are you seeing up there that we're not? You know?
I co-sign everything you just said.
Thank you. It just pisses me off because, like, you see those videos on TikTok where people are going through downtown LA and, like, it was a high speed chase and it became a slower speed chase because the wheels fall off and they're skirting around. That. I need to be able to see a live feed of that to know my tax dollars are going to the helicopter. Otherwise, I don't want my tax dollars going to that fucking helicopter.
Right. And even with the live speed chases, most of them, they don't need to be. Just let them go.
Just let them go.
They're going to run out of gas eventually.
Exactly. Humor them.
Yeah.
Like, don't shut down the entire fucking freeway. Pisses me off.
If there's not a child that's been stolen.
I just think policing would do a lot better if you just said, that's what I when I tell you my, I'm like domestic violence, children. It's where we kind of are. And like, you know, school shooters, but like, you're not doing shit for that. But like, there's those things and everything else. I go, if they committed the crime and you didn't catch them on the spot, face to face, handcuffs ready, they won. Let them take that time.
Yep. Why are you wasting everybody? Because you're wasting everybody's time. You're also, it's the news crews, that helicopter. Also, like, you're getting all these police officers involved in this where they can be elsewhere.
Yes.
And then also, you're putting other people's lives in danger because these people are driving so fast and they're hitting numerous other cars on the way.
And it's also just, like, really embarrassing. Like, just, like, do you not have the self-ick? Like, oh my God, you guys, if you didn't catch them already, it's like, stop.
Right.
It's like chasing after a car on foot. And then it's like, okay, after a while, just quit it.
Like that one time, That was just a couple weeks ago. Denny's? Where that person stole the trailer. And then had on a wig because they were going to run into the Denny's and swap out, but their wig fell off. Like, hilarious, yes, but y'all should be embarrassed.
And also, respect to the bit. Like, come on. It's just, it makes me aggravated. Aggravated because there were helicopters circling for probably like 5 hours and I couldn't figure out. They're like, you can call this number to find out what it's for. And I'm like, if it's not on the Citizen app, you don't need a fucking helicopter. Anyways.
All right. Well, shall we get into Visiting Friday?
I think we shall.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. This is for episode 87, and we're going to be telling you the results of all your votes.
First up, me. Melissa says, unmarried childless people should not get gifts from the family. They are giving individual gifts.
This was a copy paste.
Okay. 19% said that I was wrong. 81% said I was not wrong.
This one says, I'm the youngest of six and three of my siblings have kids. In the last 5+ years, we started doing Kris Kringle. They said Kindle, but I'm assuming they mean Kris Kringle unless they're all getting Kindle books. At least with siblings, so we don't have to get everyone presents. Several years in a row, my sister, who is also my godmother. Is that a thing?
No.
Oh.
For them, it is.
I know, but here's the thing. The whole godparents thing is like, it is none of it's like it's all everyone makes up their own rules for like what it is. Mm-hmm. Who's also my godmother was to get me a gift and would either not have gotten me anything yet on Christmas or give me a bit of cash. She is chronically busy and likes it that way, but that shit is not my problem.
Someone said, I still get macaroni art on the holidays from my nephew, not so much from my niece anymore. At least the effort's there.
Yeah. Then we have me. Megan needs celebs to stop cosplaying as minimum wage employees for promotional campaigns. 1% said I was wrong. 99% said I was not wrong. I have to say, one of the ones that gave me quite a fucking giggle when someone said the only exception is Gaga, because we got this. And it is a photo of Lady Gaga as a barista with little pink glasses on. And a ribbon that is a ribbon that I would have loved to buy at Michael's today. It's definitely the color I was looking for, a very nice chartreuse kind of green. And I've never seen this photo before in my fucking life. And
I hadn't either.
From this photo alone, I agree. This is exempt. It's the same thing with Lana at Waffle House.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the AI images that people have done of celebrities working at coffee shops?
No.
It scares me.
I hate AI.
I hate it too.
So much.
And every time one of those comes across my screen, I'm like, why would you do this?
Great question, Melissa, because I have this every time I see one, I go, why? What was the reason? Like, it is just, first of all, no matter what, there's something sinister in the eyes there. There's something mm-hmm. sinister how it's composed, the entire photo. There's yes. just something about it that is like, bad vibes. This is off. And I just have to say, as someone who like believes in the spooky scaries, I just cannot think that there's anything good about constantly creating these AI images, which we know are coming from other people's real images. And we just think this is not going to have like real world future consequences. Like, this is spooky and eerie.
Yes. And I want people to stop doing it. Please.
Me too. And please. Stop with your fucking yearbook photos, especially mm-hmm. my fellow SAG actors. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Stop.
Well, SAG doesn't define what AI is. So, well, or no, they also don't define what
a performer. They don't, they actually don't really call us people. So it becomes a gray area if we're humans or not. Yeah.
All right. Then we've got one that says, I feel this way about Beyonce writing about quitting 9 to 5 she's never had in her life. It doesn't make her more relatable.
I don't need Beyonce to be relatable.
I don't need Beyonce to be relatable either. And I just don't think that that is the interpretation. It was more like be your own boss is what she was saying.
Yeah. I mean,
and not necessarily in like a actual work sense, but be your own boss.
Also, she was married when she wrote Single Ladies, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah. Like I think in terms of like that, like the anthems that we get, there are very few people, very few artists who I go to for real life, real time, relatable. We're both going through this together. And I think if we're going to nitpick in that sense, we should really nitpick. My big issue is the country star. So being like, I'm so broken. I live in a tiny home with my girl and my dog and my beer. And it's like, Kid Rock, you're from like Boston and you have like a $60 million home. Like, let's not do this here.
But also, it's just storytelling at the end of the day. It's supposed to be entertainment. So,
and it's also like kind of funny because it's like, Beyonce is it. But also, I think too, when I think of people like Beyonce, and I think similarly to like Beyonce, Britney, Mary-Kate and Ashley, I'm like, if you want to talk about being tired from work, you've been working since you were a child. Mm-hmm. So like, say how fucking tired you are. Right. Like, you were paying bills as a child. Like, that's
bills,
just
bills.
Hard. Exactly.
Someone said it's hella cringe when I work at the when I worked at the retail store. They put it in quotes. Walmart?
I don't know.
As an assistant store manager, retail really made my mental well-being terrible, as well as my other associates that I had to mother then and not myself, plus rude customers. Writer number one versus fellow flight passenger who sat in her row. 62% said the writer is wrong. 38% said the writer is not wrong.
Someone said, because she hadn't paid for the whole row, I wouldn't have said anything. Something y'all didn't talk about, though, that made my skin crawl was that he sat on her blanket. Absolutely not. And I just wanted to issue a formal apology. You're right. I did fully miss that. And that is disgusting. Though I will say, my follow-up question is that your personal blanket or is that an airline blanket? Because you will not find me touching an airline blanket to my skin ever.
My thoughts on it was I thought about it, but I'm also like, it's touching every surface on the airplane anyway, so it's disgusting. One, two, because of the way that you described it, I'm guessing there were three seats in the row, so like you had this blanket spread across three seats. Mm-hmm. That's doing too much. So I didn't like. He sat on it. Was it a little like corner that was just like over? Probably an accident. If he sat like on a full part of the blanket, not an accident, but also you were taking up a lot of space that and was not space that you bought.
Yeah. And I also hope that maybe that deterred you. If it was an airline blanket, I hope that deterred you from putting it on your body. Because two things I have learned is things that disgusting. You should never do on planes, blankets, hot water.
Coffee.
Yep. Any tea, anything with the hot water. Mm-hmm. So,
Water in the bathroom floor is not water from the sink.
If any flight attendants or people who work on airlines want to be like, oh, actually, no, this is this. I'm going to highly doubt it because I learned this from flight
attendants. That's what I was going to say. I've learned this information straight from flight attendants. Yeah. So,
the only time that I will like say like, fuck it, is if I am flying in a lay flat, business or first class, coming back from like something that is so grueling and exhausting that like I am a shell of a human, that I'm like so disgusting that I'm thinking I deserve whatever nasties are on this blanket. Yeah, like I'm not treating myself. I'm like punishing myself.
No, because you're going to go home and scrub anyway. So
yeah.
What is one more layer of filth?
Exactly.
And that's coming from someone that has contamination issues.
Yeah, there's a time to be absolutely foul in that is not when you're starting a vacation. That is when you're on your way home and you're sunburned and you're pissed off. Like then, you know, as long as you know what you're doing. But if it was your personal blanket, like, don't do that again, because like that's so gross that he sat on it. And also, I don't want you to put your personal blanket on the seats unless you're planning on washing it as soon as you get home.
Or have, like me, have designated clothes and things that I only have for the plane. And as soon as I get, if I'm going somewhere, as soon as I get there, I put it in one of those plastic bags that they have in the, that you're supposed to like do laundry in, put it, immediately put it in there, tie it up. Don't look at it again until I get home, and douse it in hot water. Or when you come home, putting it directly in hot water with antibacterial stuff that they make for laundry, plus everything I'm using to clean and OxyClean.
If any of you are new here, you should know that Melissa was incredibly prepared for the pandemic. If that wasn't a good, like, just know that this is not post-pandemic. This is who she's been, who she'll always be. Uh-huh. And we just happen to have a pandemic in the midst of it.
And guess who was right?
You. And I will say that. I will say that from the fucking rooftops.
I think that if they ask the flight attendant, then it's fine. But they also literally sat on her stuff and didn't ask her to move it first. So I think they are definitely in the wrong, because why would you just sit on a stranger's stuff?
I don't think she's wrong for asking. Maybe a bit petty, though. I agree it would be so embarrassing if the flight attendant said it was okay. I also agree that she got lucky, LOL. I think the writer is technically in the wrong. That being said, I really wish I could be as assertive as she was, and I love it when women take up space. I also wholeheartedly agree with that. Like, very much what we said in the first episode, which is, I wouldn't do it. I think it's brave and bold, and if you win, you fucking win.
Someone said, in my opinion, writer was so wrong on this. If they expected to get a whole row to themselves, they should have paid for a whole row for themselves. I think writer and the man in question were ultimately both looking to have a nice, relaxing flight where they could feel alone, but I'm not sure writer sees it that way. I get hoping no one sits next to you, but to ask them to move from a seat you didn't pay for is wild.
Yeah, also not wrong. And we have writer number 2 versus the friend who stole her Halloween costume / couple costume. 3% said the writer is wrong. 97% said the writer is not wrong. Writer, I want you to know, whoever voted that you were wrong, we rebuke that energy. And I don't know how many of those people voted wrong, but I'm saying all of them voted wrong, because this to me is like, this might be one of those offensive things that someone could actually do. I didn't know that this was maybe the most insulting thing that someone could ever do.
I didn't even know this was on the table.
Me neither. And like, my life has never been the same since. Like, knowing that this is an option of betrayal is like really changed the stakes in the game for me. So like, just know that like, no matter what anyone says, like, you're so not wrong. This is my personal hell. Someone said, writer, this is not your friend. Yikes. Wholeheartedly agree. Someone else said, this would upset me so much, which same. I think the only ones I have.
I think that's it.
I think we were all just shocked, bamboozled, hoodwinked by that.
Flabbergasted.
I learned something new about humans that day. I wish I could go back. Oh, then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Claire Malone. Maloney? I'm sure. 99% said Malone is wrong. 1% said that she is not wrong. And nobody messaged to disagree with her at all. I think we all have very similar feelings about her.
How did you end up going before me?
I don't know.
Mine was Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, who is wrong. 99% said Cooper is wrong. 1% said Cooper is not wrong.
Apparently, someone said that both the Karen and the guy who she harassed, both their last names are Cooper.
Yeah, I said that during the recording.
And so now thinking about it, this is even more idiotic for her to get out here and say this, because now there's even more SEO to show which Cooper is talking. Like, I'm just like, there is no more mess up of like the technological age where they accidentally, like, these both Coopers are getting lumped in together. Like, you really made a name for yourself individually, aside from this, tying mm-hmm. you back to this.
Yep.
So yep. Thirsty.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you see that tweet about being like, I'm really happy Travis Kelce made his way back to his people? Like, because white people discovering Travis Kelce for the first time, and it's being like, you guys have no idea. And they were like, you know, I'm happy for him. He's back at home. But it's like, people are like, how the fuck? It's like, hearing people talk about him, like, that's the first day they've ever been introduced to him. And everyone else is like, what are you talking about?
He was literally in the Super Bowl. Do people not remember him from the Super Bowl?
That was like the earlier only, this that year? Was like the, that was the beginning introduction to him. And then for the rest of the world, it has been the last like 2 weeks.
I don't understand. Like, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. And I knew who he was from that.
I only knew who he was from the Super Bowl because he does not have the energy or the vibe that I like in my professional athletes, which are random ones that I find on TikTok that I then decide I'm going to root for this individual person, regardless of the team, forever. And it's usually the ones who are so excited that their mom is in the audience and they're like just jumping up and down and they're so excited and they're funny and they forget that they're mic'd up. But like, none of this slick stuff. I like a goofy. Like, what does Mott say that I like? is it a linebacker or a center? Like something like the big, like the one, they look like cardboard boxes and they're just like jumping up and down, so excited. And like, I love that. I love a personality hire. And like, that's what I look for in my sports is who's the personality hire. Like the Kiwi who also was a professional rugby player and then was like, you know, I think I'm going to like hop on over to like the NFL, which I was like crazy. And then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on yeah. The Eagles, I saw that.
And now can sing with the voice of an angel. And I'm like, you are too fucking talented. Yeah. And gorgeous.
Yes, I saw that guy.
Like, that's what I love.
I saw this video of this guy. No clue what football player he was. And the funny thing is, I used to be such a big sports player, but it's a lot of commitment to keep up. Not sports player. Well, I was sports player, but also sports watcher. I was very big in watching sports. And I knew everything about everything. But now I don't. This guy jumped up. He had the football and he was giving it to his mom in the stands.
I also love him.
And then the fans, like a fan took it. And then the other fans were like, no. He was giving it to his mom. And then he just handed it over. And I just thought that whole interaction was wholesome.
Yeah, my favorite sports content, and I'm just going to tell the NFL, we have beef already, so like they're not listening to this, but like I will watch the games. I wasn't kidding. I have real beef with them.
I forgot.
Yeah, we have litigation beef. There were lawyers involved. But like,
there was money involved.
There was money involved. And now that money's at Planned Parenthood, much to their dismay, I would watch it if like you... Instead of focusing on who's winning the game, if we centered the fact that these are young men who are living out their childhood dreams, who are just so happy to be there, show me that. Show
you me, want like, to edit it like American Idol, the audition weeks.
Yes. No, Melissa, that's exactly what I fucking want. And I want, like, and there was one where I started crying and I go, I don't know this man. Where it was like this one, I like asked Mots, I was like, I saved the video and I was like, what happened here? Like, I don't understand what this is about, but like, I want to know. And he goes, oh, this guy, he got like subbed in because someone else got hurt. And it's like his first time. He just got traded to this team. He's like never played before. And he's like, was a quarterback. And so like, you know, you've got to like run the plays and do that. So like, he doesn't know how they communicate. He doesn't know any of this kind of stuff. And people, like fans, were really mad and they were just like booing him. And he was on the sidelines just crying. And all of the guys just came up and they're like, it's okay, man. We got, and they were like hugging him. And I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, I am going to cry. Like, I am watching teammate. And that's just beautiful.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I don't know how we got here. Oh, Travis Kelce. And I'm just saying, no offense to Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is not involved in any of this, though I will say his tweets are so fucking funny. Some people are very offended. There are some that are like, 2010, a man who looks like that, I'm not thinking they're going to be like the kindest to women. But I do have to say, people who took personal offense with ones where he was like, why are there so many ugly girls here? You don't need to self-identify as an ugly girl. I just need all of us to not look at that tweet and go, that is so mean. Who's it mean to?
To who?
Because I'm not ugly. You're not ugly. Who are you? I'm sorry, who's assigning ugly here? Because it's not me.
And you've never called anybody ugly?
Exactly.
Right, especially 13 years ago. I definitely did then. Now, I just say, not my taste. But, because they're not. They're somebody's taste, not mine. But
I'll say, like, not my type.
Did I? Yes.
Or I'll say that person has a nasty, vile soul.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, or an ugly soul. Like, you have an ugly soul. But like, I just need us all to not self-identify as ugly girls, because we're so much better than that. So I used to say that he was a fuckboy trying to pretend to be a himbo, and for that I'm sorry, because this man is clearly a himbo. Like, this man is so clearly just like, and this is why he's not my type. Remember that one clip we posted on TikTok? Golden Retriever energy? That is not my vibe.
What about his brother?
His brother, that to me is like more of a, like, more of that vibe.
He's a family man.
Yeah.
He's always talking about his family. Always.
No, very cute. I've seen them clips of his wife, and his wife is like very funny. And so like, I like that vibe, and like his kids too. But there is something about like, people know that there is something about the hot uncle thing of being like, yeah, I've got like my nieces and that I'm like, ew, stop using these children you're related to like be like, look how cool. And like, here's the thing. Does it work? Without a doubt. Like if you have a crush on a guy and like, he's like, oh, I'm just hanging with my nieces and nephews. You're like, oh my God, pussy throbbing. But like, there's something like when it's like his kids and he's like giving them shit. Like, I think that's wholesome and fun and sweet. Plus he's on the Eagles. And a lot of like my favorite players from the TikToks I've seen are on the Eagles. And I love Philly. So he does get points there because Kansas City, what's that?
I actually, when I lived in Olathe, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City.
I thought it was Missouri.
Huh? What?
Kansas City.
Kansas City is in both Kansas and Missouri.
So which is the, where's the team?
I think it's technically in Missouri, but like, it's just like, think of.
Oh, is it like just Cincinnati?
LA County. Think of LA County.
Cincinnati is like half in. People will either claim.
I don't know anything about. But people like you, when you say you're from Kansas City, people are just like, what side? And there's no like judgment based on it.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's just like if LA County straddled a.
I thought they were two different cities and two different, totally different.
No, it's
okay.
One.
So then it is Cincinnati. It's like people, Kentucky will claim Cincinnati because it's like kind of right on the border, I think. Okay. Or the people I know are just weird.
Okay, but it's legit a city that's in both that is one conglomerate, like it's one thing. Mm. So I would go to, because of Kraft that my mom worked with, we got box seats to go to the games all the time and also go to these little mini training camps that they would have for kids of
cute
employees of Kraft, and so we got to like go and toss a ball around with the football players. So if I was a child now, I would be tossing a ball around with him.
That's so fucking cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kansas City, I take it back. Also, I just have to say it's the color scheme that throws me off.
I would never say that I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, but like, yeah. I have had interaction that I enjoyed with them that they were paid to entertain.
Well, you know what? Most of the time, unless they're your parents, a lot of the adults in your life as a child are paid to be there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they don't like you.
I remember me and Megan, my sister, were at one of these things that they had at one point, and Megan was complaining about like, oh, I can't like we were kicking field goals and she's like, I can't do it. And I was like, bitch, move. And I did it. And then all the players were like, you say you could. And I was like, that wasn't me. That was my sister. I knew I could.
I know my
Don't get
strength.
It twisted.
I'm not insecure. Don't come out here being like, you're insecure. Who knows what for? You're like, no. I know my worth. I know what I'm doing. I can tell you. And I've got a good assessment at my skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be a wonderful addition to your team.
Kicked a field goal. None of the other kids did. I did. Wow. And I knew I could.
That's impressive.
Thank you. It was also on a weekday. So it was out to like 11 o'clock at night. I had to go to school the next day. I go to school. I'm sorry. I was training with the Chiefs. I'm tired.
I'm so sorry. I was in training camp all day. Yeah. I'm pooped. Absolutely fucking wiped. I love that. That's very fun. I do think though, like my other NFL hot take is I need there. No offense to Miami. Miami is not my city. I love Miami for other people. Miami is just, I just can't. I don't like cocaine. Like, I don't like, I've had some really bad experiences at the beaches there.
I've had a great time in Miami. I don't do drugs, but I had a great time.
I ate a great fish taco in Miami, but also just know that this is the end of a trip. So I was ready to get my ass fucking home. And there was a used condom on the beach and I was like, I'm scarred. Take me home. And there was one floating in the water. It was not my vibe. But I will say what Miami has that other people don't. Show me where the girly girl, girly pop color schemes are besides Miami. Give me that fucking turquoise and like, where is a team with a lilac? Like, where's a fucking pink? Like, give me a cute ass color scheme. I need the art director. And also, Miami, you get to be, little dolphins. That's so fucking cute. Get out of here with the red and yellow ketchup and mustard Gryffindor USC color. It's tired. It's old and it's fucking tired. We've done it. We've had it before. Every fucking team is that. When I look on the screen, I go, who's that? Because I don't know who's playing because you have the same goddamn fucking color scheme. But you know what I always know? Miami. Looking so cute. I just think we need more of those. And also, I would just love that. Like, if we just could change the Broncos instead of being like, we can add in, like, have to be like sororities where like we have our like our signature shades and then we throw in other shades of the same colors.
They
like,
do
throw
so,
in
they
a
do
baby
do
blue
sometime.
With Bronco. Like, throw in a cute little baby blue with that regular colored blue and the orange.
Is that your home team?
Well,
as in the house that you inhabit, the team that everyone yes. cheers for in the
football
home.
Is not big in the Bay Area. And if anyone says it's big in the Bay Area, I would ask to say, how close is your area to the Bay?
Marshawn Lynch would like to have a word with you.
I would just have a question because like it's not like the baseball and basketball tend to be just like bigger.
You're hurting a lot of people's feelings right now.
No, they're not.
Because all the teams are leaving. All of them. Well, they're not going to be there anymore.
That's why, Melissa.
I know.
These aren't really. It's like the same thing with LA. It's just kind of like, well, okay. Ooh. It's just not huge. So I don't have them. My loyalty growing up, also, my dad's from Pittsburgh. So like we were like Steelers. Mm-hmm. But he's also like, my father's not a football man. He's he'll watch to kind of go along with like, that's not him. So I'm my home team is probably the Broncos.
Yeah.
My
home team's 49ers. And I'm
I know, it's
over
just
there.
Fucking so funny to me. I don't know anyone from the Bay who's like, I fucking ride for the Niners. And I know a couple people in LA who are like, no, it's my fucking team. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you. I'm sorry, I never appreciated life. Them.
I'm not going to be a Arkansas person where fucking Cowboys are the team. Gross.
Yeah.
Awful.
But I did love that reality show when they were finding the dancers. And I saw a clip on TikTok recently. And I was like, wow, TV was so problematic.
I'm so anti-Cowboys. I couldn't even watch that mess.
Well, good. Because it's really, really fucked up and very offensive. And I saw nothing wrong with it. But that's because my brain was rotted watching
you
that.
You were a child, though.
And I was watching America's Next Top Model. Like, I was so used to having these gorgeous, beautiful, successful women being like, get off the stage, ugly. And I'm being like, okay. Like, it was so fucked up.
Yeah.
And now as an adult,
people
like,
aren't.
Whoa.
I mean, Travis Kelce, you can't call people ugly, but we got TV.
I know. You've got whatever the fuck her name is from Dallas Cowboys Cheerleader being like, you've got great spirit, but an ugly face. And it's like, oh my gosh. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's really fucked up.
Okay. Well, this was a long episode.
Happy football.
Yay. There's probably a lot of it playing right now.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.